Good morning, this is Celeste Headley. I am broadcasting live from Denver this week from our sister station KUVO and KVJZ here in Colorado. Well, 6 months ago today, President Obama signed that historic health care reform bill.
Today, after almost a century of trying, today, after over a year of debate, today, after all the votes have been tallied, health insurance reform becomes law in the United States of America.
Unfortunately, today was not the day when all of the provisions of the bill went into effect. Most of those have to wait until 2014, but some of them actually do. And here's a few of them. Children can no longer be excluded for pre-existing health conditions. The White House said that's going to allow 72,000 kids to get coverage. Insurers can no longer drop sick or expensive customers after they discovered they made technical mistakes on their applications. Many preventive procedures like mammograms and flu shots have to be covered without co-payments, and the same goes for care for children. You don't have to pay a co-pay for well child visits anymore. Joining us now again is the Takeaway Washington correspondent Todd Zwillick. So I want to tell both of our guests that if you have questions about specific portions of the bill, Todd Zwillick is probably going to be able to answer those for you. But we want to talk to two people whose lives are actually changing today as these provisions of the health care bill go into effect. Brenda Neubauer joins us. She has a 15-year-old son who suffers from hemophilia B. Good morning.
Good morning.
And Brenda, today is an important day for you, I'm assuming.
It's a very important day. I don't think in the last 10 years, there's probably one day that I have not thought about what I was going to do and how I was going to continue to provide health insurance for my son having hemophilia. So today is a very important day. The only unfortunate thing is that a lot of the insurance companies have decided not to use today as the new day to actually eliminate the insurance caps, and they have decided to use anniversary dates for a lot of the policies. So some of the people out there aren't actually having today as the new start on eliminating their caps. So while we do have a great victory and we thank the Obama administration, some of the insurance companies have decided not to be good pillars in the community and, celebrate the victory with all of us and are making some of us wait. And that is the case in my situation. So we're having to hold on a little bit longer.
Well, the cap that you're speaking about is the total maximum coverage you were able to take advantage of through your insurance for your son. You reached that cap actually 4 years ago, as I understand, and then you changed his health care coverage in order to get another health care cap. Is that accurate?
That is correct. He capped out approximately around age 12, and we were able to get him another $2 million policy, and then he was facing capping out again. In order to stretch the health care dollars that he had, we did have to switch his clotting factor that he was on, the product that he was taking. We had to switch him to a much lesser expensive product that was not recommended for him, but faced with, you know, the choice of trying to stretch those insurance dollars, we didn't have much of a choice that we felt, so we had to try to stretch those dollars. And we're going to do that again to try to get through to our anniversary date to try to, you know, get by that lifetime.
Make sure you don't hit
the lifetime cap, right?
Right. And our next guest, Duncan Anderson. This is probably also a significant day for you. 25-year-old at the moment, uninsured. You're working two jobs, and you don't get insurance from either of your jobs. However, you're part of that 26 and under crowd that will now be able to get health insurance from your parents. And are you going to be doing that?
I really hope to, Celeste. It's a pleasure to be talking with you. And yeah, right now it's rather confusing. Contacting insurance companies all seem to have different deadlines and different dates as to when those provisions actually will take effect. I mean, the law goes in effect today, but really trying to work my way through the insurance tangle has been kind of daunting. For the past 2 months, I've been without healthcare coverage ever since I turned 25. And it's really been rather confusing to decide what programs are actually going to go into effect and when, if I'm going to be able to rejoin my parents' coverage.
Well, Todd Zwillick, you're still with us, right?
Yes, I am.
The insurance companies were able to decide when these provisions took effect, even though the law takes effect today?
Well, I think the problem that Brenda's having probably stems from the fact that today's changes apply to new policies. You get a policy after today, they can't drop you. You know, they can't install annual caps, all the things we've been talking about. For existing policies that cross over today, insurance companies have a choice. It's for the new contracts that start today.
Okay, so her existing policy, that's why they're able to put it to the anniversary date.
Exactly.
Okay, so Brandon, let me ask you, is the new health care bill, will that translate into a vote for you, for somebody in the midterm elections?
The health care bill, I'm still going to go with the Democratic Party, the party that has helped my son, definitely, the vote I'm going to... So I will keep with the party that has helped my child. As far as the comment on that with the healthcare companies, my understanding, they had a choice. I know many companies did make the choice, though, to give that option to group policies and plans, to make the choice to start health insurance today or their new caps today. Mm-hmm. So I believe companies did have a choice on those group plans, but some chose to do the right thing for their consumers, and others chose not to. And they chose to, you know, make a few more dollars or save a few more dollars for a few more months. So, you know, that's the concern that I have, is that these companies continue to choose profits over lives.
Duncan, let me ask you, since the health care bill affects you so directly, will that translate into a vote for you during the midterm elections?
It definitely weighs into my considerations. I mean, there's so many important issues this fall, but I really think that it's going to mean a lot for my own personal finances, and it also means a lot for my family. My mother's been really worried about trying to make sure that I'm provided for, and I'm really fortunate that I have the option to go back to my parents' coverage. A lot of young adults don't have that option, and it's going to be hard to try and support yourself with terrible job market that makes it so hard to find full-time employment that actually provides health insurance.
I'm sure. Duncan Anderson, 25 years old, uninsured, although he's working at two jobs right now, but probably going to get coverage from his parents' health insurance now. Brenda Neubauer, mother of a 15-year-old with hemophilia B, joined us from North Dakota. Thanks to both of you. And thanks to Todd Zwillick, the Takeaway Washington correspondent. Our question to you out there, as the parts of the health care bill start taking effect, give us your diagnosis. Do you think the bill will make Americans healthier? Poorer? Will it actually change your vote during the midterm elections? Give us a call at 877-8-MY-TAKE.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.